Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
What are we into? Round two of the NRL?
Round three.
Round three last night. One of the games was Hutsy's St George Dragons.
One from three, yay.
Up against the Cronulla Sharks. And there was a lot riding on this game, not just for the Dragons, but for Hutsy himself, because he made a bet against his neighbour Gowdy yesterday.
I did.
You just wanted to have it that if the Dragons won, Gowdy would have to put a Dragon sticker on his letterbox.
Yeah.
And vice versa if
yes.
the Sharks won.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to up the ante on the show yesterday.
Yeah, no, I thought we'd go a bit better than that.
Yeah, or wear the opponent's jersey for a week. Like, you'd have to wear a Sharks.
I don't have a Sharks jersey. Have you got a Sharks jersey?
Loan... Yeah, you can loan mine.
There you go.
And I'll give you a loan of the Dragons one for a week.
Yeah, too easy.
Yeah, you were pretty comfortable making that bet because you
confident.
Really thought the Dragons were going to win.
Yeah.
I was filled with confidence.
I was like Conor McGregor strutting around the octagon, around here, waving the arms around side by side, walking around all nice and loose.
Didn't play out the way you thought, though. 36-12, Sharks won last night.
Yeah, so it's time to eat some humble pie. So let's just rip the bandaid off and call Mr. Gowdy. So we got him on the blower now. Good morning, Mr. Gowdy. How are you?
Hello. How you going?
Oh, how's about that game last night, huh? Pretty close, wasn't it?
Oh, she was a ripper.
I tell you what, I was so confident the Dragons playing at home, wet conditions. I'm like, you know, home ground advantage. Surely it's going to be close. 14 minutes in, one of their players gets sin binned. It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, no, she was a lovely game last night.
I flicked over about 20 minutes into the first half and I saw that the Sharks were up 10-0 and I went, I wonder if Gowdy's already ironing that Sharks jersey for making sure it's nice and pressed, there's no wrinkles in it so Hutsy can wear it today because he's got it on right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... I reckon he'd feel shit out, but he'd look pretty good in that jumper, I reckon.
Oh, I think blue's his colour, Gowdy. I really do. Makes his eyes pop.
I tell you what, I felt like the Prime Minister when they concede the election, they make the phone call. I actually went over to Gowdy's house after only less than an hour because I'm like, there's no way we're going to win. I might as well just get over and done with. I walk and he's got like some sort of party going on. He's got balloons and place was erupting.
I'll give you a shirt too in case it got too hot. So if you're bloody, you know, you've got no excuse. Not wearing the gear all week.
Yeah. That's it.
And then I was driving to work this morning, and all of a sudden I heard this, it's like, da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. I'm going, oh, no, is it a flat tyre?
Oh.
Look out my passenger window. Lo and behold, there's a couple of Sharks balloons tied to my side mirror.
Yeah, you got to love it, don't you?
Oh, God,
I'm surprised instead of a just married sign on the back, you didn't put just flogged by the Sharks sign on the back of his car, Gowdy. That would have been a finishing touch, but...
Yeah, no, I wasn't that smart.
Yeah, not really. The only way I can get payback is I think they're next playing each other in August, so it's a long wait. It's a slow burn, that one.
All right. Easy.
Yeah, I'll see you this afternoon when I'll have the ceremonial putting the sticker on the letterbox. I'm sure that's going to be fun, too.
Right, thanks, Brad. All right,
don't work too hard.
Yeah, Matt, good on you, bye.
Bye.
See you, mate.
It's actually not too bad, this jersey. It smells like it's got fabric softener.
No, we didn't ask if it uses Cuddly or, like, what's your fabric softener, Gowdy? What do you use?
I'll tell you what makes it even worse. I suppose the fact I was cocky about this the whole time, but who's the major sponsor on this?
LG.
What does that stand for?
Life's good.
Not at the moment, it ain't.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
National Ride to School Day. Over 350,000 kids across Australia will be riding or scooting to school today, whatever their choice of transport is. I don't know how many kids on the far south coast will be taking part today because it's pretty wet out there.
Yeah.
You don't want muddy bum. Like when that muddy water flicks up onto the back of your pants, there's no coming back from that. Like a whole day at school where everyone's like, Brad's got the squirts. It's like, it's from my bike.
I didn't poo myself. It takes nothing to kids to make fun
Again.
Of you, you know, back in the day, and just don't give them another excuse.
No, that's right.
Jeez. But yeah, riding to school, a lot of kids used to love doing. I used to ride to the bus stop because we lived a fair bit out of town, so I never got the opportunity to ride to school. But obviously, when you're riding your bike, you think you're quite experienced. You try to get too flashy sometimes on your bike. You have some big stacks.
Well, you watch BMX Bandits with Nicole Kidman. Next thing you know, he's like, let's set some jumps up in their yard and rob a bank.
Imagine that movie coming out now. Imagine the lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
That's sort of people trying to go on water slides and stuff. But yeah, I had a big stack, a few back in the day. One of them, one Christmas, we won like a trailer and you won everything that was in the trailer. One of those things. Pretty cool. And this bike was suited for like a 14-year-old. I was about nine. I could just reach the pedals. I couldn't reach the ground, though.
Tie little boxes to the bottom of your feet or anything? Or?
Many stacks on that one. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to rule myself out. I can't use this until a couple more years. But I had this other BMX where I was coming flying down this hill And then the back brakes weren't working.
Uh-oh.
And it got to a point where I'm like, ah, like screaming. My parents heard me and they were gesturing to me. They were near the bottom of the hill saying, all right, we'll just grab you and let the bike keep going.
All
we'll
right, save yeah, you. Yeah.
I didn't know what they meant. So I got about three quarters of the way down and I just bailed off to the side.
Oh, you just jumped onto the bitumen.
Jumped. Oh, it was down a grassy hill, so it wasn't too bad. Still some cuts and bruises, but jumped off to the side. And let's just say there was a few choice words after that for a 9-year-old Hutsy.
I'll bet there was.
Mouth washed out with soap after that, I think.
See, I had like just regular brakes. So front brakes were always the cause of stacks for me.
Absolutely.
If you hit the front brakes too hard, you flip over
that
the handlebars.
That was an eject button. That's what it was.
Pretty much.
It was like, there we are. See ya.
The stack I always remember the most, I may have mentioned it on the show before because it involves a swooping magpie. Like when we owned a corner store, my dad wanted me to deliver all these pamphlets to letterboxes. So I was out on my BMX and this magpie started swooping me. First time I've ever been swooped. I freaked out. And you know how on your handlebars is like a little gap at the front?
Yep, I know that well.
I stuck my head in that gap.
Oh, no.
Thinking
why?
That the bar would protect me from the magpie, which it did, but then my head got stuck in the handlebars. I'm still pedaling at this point, but I'm losing control of the bike. And just at the last minute, I get my head free just in time to hit the gutter, go flying off the bike. I was okay. The magpie stopped swooping me, turned into a kookaburra,
he
was laughing
bad.
Its ass off at me. So, yeah, that's a stack I remember fondly.
Wow.
Live to tell the tale. That's what it's all about. 1-300-92-1250. Epic bike stacks. That's what we're looking for today.
We've had Peter call up from Bawley Point. Now, Peter, you and your sister were involved in a pretty epic stack. What happened?
Well, we used to hang around we grew up in Sydney in the inner west of Melbourne.
Yep.
And we used to ride our bikes and play on the street all the time. And then we went up for a bike ride because my sister just got her new bike for a present. And we thought, oh, we'll let her go for a bike ride. We lived on like a bit of a hill street.
Mm-hmm.
And she was coming down, flying down the hill, and she didn't know how to use her back brakes on the push bike. So she went right past our set of flats where we lived. And then on the corner of the street was a main road. And it had this big sandstone brickwork wall, and she just went pow, bang, into the wall head first. And it was my sister. And I thought I was going to get in big trouble.
Mum
and dad making sure you look after your sister when you take her out. And yeah, but that was what happened. She just, full grazed her face because the big sandstone wall was, oh my God. It was funny, but now we look back now and think it was funny, but back then,
scary.
It was scary.
Was the basket on the front of her bike okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She was okay, just her face was a bit scrambled.
A little bit scrambled, so head like a half-eaten favourite these days?
All this big graze and blood. It's like,
I'd imagine you would have been wearing a stack hat when you got home as well because you thought you would have got in trouble.
Nah, we never wore stack hats back then. You had to use your head.
Peter's sister's the reason why they invented stack hats.
Maybe.
Yeah, but back in the days, none of that stuff. No safety. Just jump on the bike and away you go.
Great call. Thanks for chatting with us this morning, Peter. Have a great day.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
See you, mate. Bye.
Oh, there's so many comments on here. I was like, I tell you what, my stacks are pale in comparison to some of these on here. Stacey says, riding my friend's mum's bike, so probably a couple of sizes too big.
Probably.
Down a huge hill in Bendigo as a 14-year-old and clipped a parked car's side mirror. Flipped it, wiped out the mirror, bike and me. I think I would kill me now as a 53-year-old.
you'd end up in the emergency department for sure.
I think so. I like that. Probably one of the best ones is from our GM, Jane, actually. So
really?
When she was 15. Riding home with two bags of Chinese takeaway, hanging off the handlebars, did a bit of rubbernecking, saw a hot guy to the left, hit a massive rock in front of her, went head over turkey, Chinese everywhere on the road, hot guy come over and help. She was absolutely mortified and embarrassed and had to explain to her parents why she just came back with fried rice and the rest of the meal was missing.
Dad's like, where's the Mongolian beef? I was perving and I stacked my bike.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Sorry if I sound a little croaky.
Oh, yeah.
Over the past couple of days, I've been battling the cold or the man flu. It's my once a year.
That's the more manly way of saying it, is it? The man flu.
I know my body, and once a year, like, I'll get a little tickle at the back of my throat and then I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to get sick. And then, so I'm still trying to recover from that. I have done a rapid antigen test. It came back negative. So I've got all the usual symptoms I do for my once-a-year man flu. And it's just, the coughs, the sniffles, me lying on the couch just watching Netflix going, can I have another cup of honey lemon tea, please?
Some Lemsip.
Yeah. So there is another sickness, though, that's making the rounds. You know, we are coming into the colder months. A lot of people will be getting cold and flu, and then you've still got COVID that we've got to deal with.
Yeah, that's still there.
But the medical experts are warning that there is a new version of the cold on the way.
Great. Of course.
It's like how Coke brings out a new flavour. Forget classic cold. Now there's super cold.
When Fortress Australia closed its borders, it didn't just keep out travellers, it kept out colds and influenza as well. Now, a supercharged version, already seen in Europe, has flown in too.
How did it get a visa? What are you doing? the Jeez. Super cold. It sounds like something Lex Luthor would cook up.
You know, in a laboratory
to get rid
or
of Superman.
Yeah.
Once Superman contracts the super cold, then he'll have to take the kryptonite Vicks vapor rub, and then he'll be done for. A super cold.
Great super. I like how when it comes to like colds and flus, if you put super, it's bad. Mm. Super is good for everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. How does it work?
They reckon because people have been getting their COVID vaccinations and their booster shots, it's leading to vaccine fatigue. And so not as many people are taking up their annual flu shots.
Okay.
You know, your COVID shots help boost your immune system when it comes to the COVID virus, but not so much when it comes to your regular cold. And now they've got this super cold coming over from Europe for a visit.
Sounds like a big cloud that's just hovering around, doesn't it? It's super cloud.
So they recommend getting your flu shots as per usual.
Okay.
If you're wondering how to sort of stave off the super cold. But, I mean, if my mum was in charge, she'd be like, no, flat lemonade.
That's flat lemonade.
I can already hear my mum saying, just drink some flat lemonade. Like, she thought that leaving the lid off a 1.25-litre bottle of Schweppes lemonade was like a cure-all for the cold, for pretty much any sickness in our house. Was it like that at your place?
Oh, you always had the couple of little wives' tales and things. The thing we'd always cop with things is, like, Aspro Clear was always for the headaches, the one that dissolves in the water.
Well, I mean, that is for headaches. That makes sense.
Not really alternative sort of medicine that people have come up with. I've heard of, apparently, you can put garlic in with your socks or something, and it helps.
Oh, really?
With a cold or onions. It's something weird.
Stop vampires eating your feet?
Yeah, it does help.
No, it was always flat lemonade at my place. Mum would be like, leave the lid off, let it go flat, and that will unlock the healing power of Schweppes essence. It's TGA approved. Forget your flu shot, just take a shot of Schweppes lemonade. You'll be right as rain.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.